Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Practical English Test for Colleges, Level B.
Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 4 sections.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 7 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Would you like to leave him a message?
You will read,
A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting.
From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
Number 1. Hello, Mr. Smith. How is your journey? Number 1. Hello, Mr. Smith. How is your journey?
Number 2. Can I take your name, please? Number 2. Can I take your name, please?
Number 3. Do you live on campus? Number 3. Do you live on campus?
Number 4. Who will attend the conference? Number 4. Who will attend the conference?
Number 5. How is everything with you, Linda? Number 5. How is everything with you, Linda?
Number 6. Janet, may I have a word with you, please? Number 6. Janet, may I have a word with you, please?
Number 7. Shall we discuss our plan this afternoon? Number 7. Shall we discuss our plan this afternoon?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 7 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the dialogues.
Number 8. Helen, why did you give up the job?
It was too boring.
Question. Why did Helen give up the job? Number 8. Helen, why did you give up the job?
It was too boring.
Question. Why did Helen give up the job?
Number 9. What can I do for you, sir?
I'm looking for sport shoes, size 7.
Question. What does the woman want to buy? Number 9. What can I do for you, sir?
I'm looking for sport shoes, size 7.
Question. What does the woman want to buy? Number 10. Mike, what's the matter with you?
I'm not feeling well. I've caught a bad cold.
Question. What can we learn about the man? Number 10. Mike, what's the matter with you?
I'm not feeling well. I've caught a bad cold.
Question. What can we learn about the man? Number 11. Hello, JBS Company.
I'm calling to ask about the after-sales service.
Question. What is the man asking about? Number 11. Hello, JBS Company.
I'm calling to ask about the after-sales service.
Question. What is the man asking about?
Number 12. I often stay up late online.
Better not. It's no good for your health.
Question. What does the woman think of staying up late online? Number 12. I often stay up late online.
Better not. It's no good for your health.
Question. What does the woman think of staying up late online? Number 13. Jane, how is your new job?
Great. They offer a good salary.
Question. What can we learn about the woman's new job? Number 13. Jane, how is your new job?
Great. They offer a good salary.
Question. What can we learn about the woman's new job? Number 14. Hi, Jane. How are things with you?
Oh, I'm now working on a new project.
Question. What's the woman doing now? Number 14. Hi, Jane. How are things with you?
Oh, I'm now working on a new project.
Question. What's the woman doing now?
Section C. Directions. In this section, there are 2 recorded conversations. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now listen to the conversations. Conversation 1.
Excuse me, I've booked a room in your hotel for 2 nights.
Your name, please?
John Carson.
Let me have a check. Yes, Mr. Carson, your room is ready.
And where can I park my car?
In our parking lot, just behind this building.
I see.
Question 15. How long will the man stay at the hotel?
Question 16. Where is the parking lot?
Now listen again.
Excuse me, I've booked a room in your hotel for 2 nights.
Your name, please?
John Carson.
Let me have a check. Yes, Mr. Carson, your room is ready.
And where can I park my car?
In our parking lot, just behind this building.
I see.
Question 15. How long will the man stay at the hotel?
Question 16. Where is the parking lot? Conversation 2.
Hi, Tom. Can I have a talk with you?
Sure. Take a seat.
Well, I really think I should have a pay raise.
How long have you been working here?
5 years, and I've now taken on more responsibilities.
I see. I'll discuss it with the HR manager first.
Question 17. What does the woman ask for?
Question 18. How many years has the woman been working in the company?
Question 19. What will the man probably do next? Now listen again. Hi, Tom. Can I have a talk with you?
Sure. Take a seat.
Well, I really think I should have a pay raise.
How long have you been working here?
5 years, and I've now taken on more responsibilities.
I see. I'll discuss it with the HR manager first.
Question 17. What does the woman ask for?
Question 18. How many years has the woman been working in the company?
Question 19. What will the man probably do next? Section D. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks according to what you hear. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin. The first reading.
Have you ever thought what keeps people happy in their work? We've recently carried out a survey. Of course, salary is important. Apart from salary, what else makes people happy with their jobs? Now, please look at the chart. You can see the biggest factor is the opportunities to learn and grow. It represents 28% of the people we asked. And 20% of the people say the ability to achieve their goal is important. Our survey also shows that another 2 important factors are a good working relationship with co-workers and a good working condition.
The second reading.
Have you ever thought what keeps people happy in their work? We've recently carried out a survey. Of course, salary is important. Apart from salary, what else makes people happy with their jobs? Now, please look at the chart. You can see the biggest factor is the opportunities to learn and grow. It represents 28% of the people we asked. And 20% of the people say the ability to achieve their goal is important. Our survey also shows that another 2 important factors are a good working relationship with co-workers and a good working condition.
The third reading.
Have you ever thought what keeps people happy in their work? We've recently carried out a survey. Of course, salary is important. Apart from salary, what else makes people happy with their jobs? Now, please look at the chart. You can see the biggest factor is the opportunities to learn and grow. It represents 28% of the people we asked. And 20% of the people say the ability to achieve their goal is important. Our survey also shows that another 2 important factors are a good working relationship with co-workers and a good working condition.
This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。